In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera this morning. It is Monday, November 24th. It is Thanksgiving week. And let's be honest, we all have so very much to be thankful for. And I hope you spend some time dwelling upon that this week. And of course, that means with Thanksgiving week, that means getting everything ready for the feast on Thursday. That means a lot of travel. That means a lot of things. It also means football. Three NFL games coming up on Thanksgiving Day. The Virginia Tech Commonwealth Cup clash is set for Saturday night, and high school football playoffs are going on. So food, family, football, and lots of fun Thanksgiving week. But most importantly, dwelling on those we love and realizing we have so very much to be thankful for. You know, it's funny because I've been, as those of you who listen regularly know, I've been dealing with a couple of injuries and recovering from surgery, and it has really made me realize that I have much to be thankful for in terms of the fact that 60 years on this planet, I have led a remarkably healthy life. It has made me realize that we have friends, neighbors, and family members who have swooped in to help us when needed, and we are just so blessed to have so many people around. So the gift of perspective is a wonderful thing. So hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you have an incredible Thanksgiving week in store. Interesting week. We're going to see some rain tomorrow and Wednesday, and Wednesday the temperature could hit first number 70s. But then Thanksgiving Day, it's going to be a lot cooler with highs in the 50s. So hope you, once again, getting ready for an incredible Thanksgiving. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, we're going to bring on our friend Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic to talk about Thanksgiving travel and gas prices and all of that kind of stuff. We have got Brian Kilmeade coming up, 6:35, just in a couple of minutes. We're going to hear from Brian Kilmeade, the Brian Kilmeade Show, which you can hear 9 to 12 right here on News Radio WRVA, Fox News, Fox Nation. Brian does a great job recapitalizing some of the events going on in Washington and some of the latest news. And then we'll also talk about his involvement with America 250 and looking back at some of the great stories surrounding the American Revolution. At 7:05 this morning, we're scheduled to be joined by Ryan Schmelz from Fox News to talk about Capitol Hill and the fact that in the midst of this Thanksgiving season, they are busy rebuking colleagues, multiple examples of that. And we'll get into that some at 7 o'clock this morning. We mentioned Morgan Dean at 7:35. In the 8 o'clock hour today, we're going to hear from the director of operations at Nova Aquatics, Drew Hirth. They have been doing expansion over at the old Regency Square site, and the second phase of that is complete. We're going to hear all about that and all the things that that Nova has been doing. You know, they were on that facility in the far west end for many, many years, and that facility is still there, but this expansion has really been big. A lot of big-time swimmers have gone through Nova, and we'll catch up with that in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll also, Michael Greer is back today, so we'll catch up with him on things going on in the markets. And our friend Lane Casadante, the sports director at CBS 6, joins us today at 8:35. We'll talk about the UVA-Virginia Tech game, all that's on the line for the Wahoos in that game, and much, much more. The Dudley Award is going to be given out here in a couple of weeks. That's the Virginia version of the Heisman Trophy. The RVA Sports Awards are on the horizon, and much, much more. So that is what we have for you today, a jam-packed show for a Monday. I'm here tomorrow and Tuesday. Rich is back. You know, Rich has been the world traveler, part of this Italy. If you follow him on social media, you've seen all the great videos and pictures he's posted from this trip. He is back on Friday. So Rich will be back in the hosting role coming up on Friday. Okay, now to the news of the morning, and there is a lot. And we want to begin with some talk about what's going on with the Russian-Ukraine peace process. The plan that has been put together, the latest peace plan, was a collaboration between the U.S. and Russia. The U.S. has freely admitted that, but they've also they're also working to bring in some of Ukraine's priorities to make it a deal that both sides can work with. And the guy who's been kind of spearheading this is Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, who has been extremely impressive. You know, President Trump, like him or not, has, you know, done a lot of good things since he's been in office. One of the really smart things he did was putting Marco Rubio into the position of Secretary of State. He has done a good job. He's had a chance to show his intelligence and his foresight. And he is involved that 28-point peace plan, that framework. There's been extensive engagement on the Ukrainian side with trying to come up with some of the tweaks that they need to make this palatable to them without giving up the things that are deal breakers for the Russians. Now, this has been an effort that has gone on for a while, and some might say it's almost like tilting at windmills, and maybe it is, and maybe it isn't, but nothing ventured, nothing gained. You got to try, right? And so kudos to the folks, Rubio, President Trump, who are making the effort to try to come up with a deal that both Russia and Ukraine can live with, because, you know, coming up in February, another anniversary of this war, and frankly, it really, really needs to end. When you look at the last week, you know, you think the Epstein files really dominated, and this video, by the way, how interesting to see President Trump meeting with Mamdani on Friday, right? They met on Friday in the Oval Office, and it's interesting because while they have had kind of vitriol toward each other, the rhetoric at that meeting was much more friendly. I'm not sure, you know. Anyway, they you know, think they can work together, especially on a few key issues, and we'll see. I don't know how all that's going to work, but it was between the Epstein files and Mamdani and the Saudi Crown Prince. It was eventful week at the White House and in D.C. And it's going to be a short week this week, but we will see what happens with that. Marjorie Taylor Greene, did you see that, is now saying she is going to step away from her role. She has decided to leave her seat in Congress after, you know, some well-publicized disagreements with the president. president this weekend, said he'd love to see Green return to politics someday. He also said it's not going to be easy for her to reemerge as a political force after she announced she would give up her seat on January the 5th. So, man, I'll tell you what, it's a holiday week, and things are going to slow down later this week as they speed up on the highways. But things have been happening fast and furious. You'll hear more about that with Brian Kilmeade coming up at 6:35. In case you missed it, late Friday, the UVA shooter, Chris Jones, got five life sentences. It was a week-long sentencing hearing. A bunch of witnesses called on both sides, closing arguments, almost like you would see in a trial, except it was a sentencing hearing. And then the judge stepped away, and it took less than an hour for her to come back and sentence Jones to life in prison for three counts of first-degree murder and two counts of aggravated malicious wounding. He also faces 23 years for felony gun charges. That victims' families, survivors, people who've been involved in Chris Jones's life in the past, investigators, a lot of compelling testimony during this trial. But Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis, Deshaun Perry, killed, if you remember, November 13th, 2022, on a bus as they returned to UVA from a field trip. And two others were wounded. And Chris Jones, who grew up here in the Richmond area, is now going to spend the rest of his life in prison. Although he will be eligible for what they call geriatric parole. So we will have to wait and see on that. But Chris Jones, it brought up a lot of feelings from that from the trial and from the incident. You know, you never forget, but you do move on, and you move forward, shall we say? And folks at UVA have done that, but this kind of dredged it all back up this week, hearing all that testimony of that horrible night. I remember doing news updates on Monday morning after that incident happened on Sunday night, and it was a shooting, and three were dead, and then as the morning went on, it might be football players, and then we learned the first, and then we were, you know, able, and it all kind of crept out. You know, of course, my background's in sports, and then we do, you know, and then I'm doing news as well, and that's when these two worlds collide, and we found out the horrific news of the deaths of Devin Chandler, Deshaun Perry, and Lavelle Davis, and of course the other two who were wounded. But Chris Jones will be spending at least most of the rest of his life in prison. Okay, it's Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. We are off and running on a Monday morning. Back in a moment, News Radio WRVA. 6:25, News Radio WRVA. Gotta love coming back into Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh. Awesome. I want to sing, but I won't. Too early on a Monday morning to sing or for anybody to listen to that. Hey, want to shout out Jeremy on the other side of the glass helping me this morning. Could not do this without him. He's doing a fabulous job, so appreciate Jeremy and everything he's done. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, after the bottom of the hour news break, well, you're going to hear my visit with Brian Kilmeade, the Brian Kilmeade Show, right here, 9 to 12 today on News Radio WRV, of course, Fox News, Fox Nation. Great stuff from him, including a little talk about America 250. Been watching a little bit of the new Ken Burns documentary on the American Revolution. And as you'll hear Brian mention, he leans left a little bit. And so there are things to remember, but it's still, he's a brilliant documentarian. I think about the one about Major League Baseball. I think about the one about country music. I think about a lot of the different things that he has done over the years. So we will get into that a little bit with Brian Kilmeade, plus a lot of the news of the day. Also, excited later this morning to talk to Morgan Dean to hear what it's going to be like on the highways as this Thanksgiving week is underway. A lot of your kids have, I believe, two-day weeks coming up this week, and it is definitely going to be a heavy travel week for folks. Talked to my next door neighbor. They're traveling. And I said, you coming back Sunday? He goes, oh, no, we're coming back Saturday. And I don't blame him for that. Okay, bottom of the hour break coming up. You're listening. Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. It's Monday on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. And as we often do on Monday, we're visiting now with Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, Fox News, Fox Nation, and, of course, the Brian Kilmeade Show, which you can hear today right here on News Radio WRVA from 9 to 12. And, Brian, I want to start with coming out of the government shutdown and the Jeffrey Epstein files this last week. It seems to me that the rhetoric on Capitol Hill in general between Republicans and Democrats is as far apart as it's ever been. It's as divisive as it's ever been. Is that genie pretty much in the bottle for out of the bottle forever?
No, not forever. It's not going to take much. I mean, there's some things there's a lot of Republicans who agree with Democrats when it comes to Ukraine. And I think we're going to get something. I'm seeing some positive moves. So if Russia moves a little bit, I think we could be looking at something there. And I think you got 80% of Republicans agreeing with Democrats on that. I know the president's a little bit of an outlier, but I think that he is, that's his way of dealing and making a deal, pushing and prodding both sides and making it seem equal, even though we all know who's guilty of that war. I think if you start turning around the economy, which the president's doing, I think that when things start turning the other way, the Democrats are going to have a hard time. You know, they're going to have a hard time saying the president is ignoring the economy, which they're doing now. The other thing, which I think they both understand, is that we got to address health care for the American people, that the days of condemning Obamacare, we know it. And by Democrats coming to the table, they're saying they know it's failed. They know whatever the model thought, whatever the think tanks gave us, has not worked. So I see them coming together on that. The president said it to me on Friday when I interviewed him, and I think he mentioned that they're going to do something this week, and so did Senator Warner. When it comes to fundamentally, I think they're with him in Venezuela. I think the president's team could do a better job briefing the Democrats, and I think that could fill in some gaps, especially if Maduro just leaves. Then I think you're going to have Democrats no longer fighting back on Venezuela. But right now they see vulnerability. That treason tape that they put out was so horrific, was so ill-timed, was so dumb by people in the military on the Democratic side. I can't get over it. So freaking stupid and unnecessarily divisive, to your point. Now we have a bunch of people defending it. And they try to defend it by saying, well, we know some things the president has said in the past that we want to make sure that, you know, last time when he said shoot people in the legs during protest, even Margaret Brennan pushed back and go, well, these are comments he made. Those weren't policies. You know, when he said that I can put troops here and put troops here. Well, that's what he said. He didn't do it. So what I witnessed there is unnecessarily divisiveness. And I'm going to talk about that today. But I think a lot of it is they're frustrated. I mean, Trump is doing so much so quickly. And they're willing to say, well, you haven't ended that war like you promised. Oh, you haven't turned out the economy as quick as you can. Well, it's true, but it's on its way. And I think when they realize that Trump is going to be done soon and the midterms are over, I think that we'll see a quiet down for a period of time. But, you know, my hope is that there's a people in there that are like John Thune and Mike Johnson. They're not firebrands. These are level-headed people that people on both sides like talking to. They're not the extremists like Crockett and Marjorie Taylor Greene and outliers like Rand Paul. I think there's a lot of people that are just saying, okay, we can deal when we have to. But I think there's so much riding on the midterms that it's hard to imagine things settling down much till after the midterms.
Real quick, one more thing about that video. Is it more amazing that the video was made in the first place or that some Democrats are actually doubling down on it?
Ooh, that's too tough a question for me at this hour. I mean, it's really disappointing. So this is what I said in my open on One Nation. I expect videos like that from the squad. I expected it from The View. But I don't expect it from a guy, a woman who fancies herself a moderate, like Alyssa Slotkin. I don't expect it from an astronaut and a fighter pilot like Mark Kelly, even though every time I try to look at him as a moderate, I see him acting extremist and hanging out with Alex Soros. And I just don't expect it from somebody with a resume like Jason Crow in the military, although I found out that he was mentored by Adam Schiff. I just don't expect it from military people because I just have such a high regard for him. It's always catching me by surprise. So that was it. That was the biggest surprise. So, and then what are you going to do? Say, I made a mistake? No. Their explanations are horrific. And then Jason Crow gets on and plays a voicemail of a threat that he got after Donald Trump came out and said, this is treason, and treason traditionally is punished by death. He walked that back on my show. He says, I'm not saying they should have death, but he said, in a different time, in a different era, that's what it could be. But that's Trump. So, I mean, come on. You're special forces. You got an angry voicemail. Yeah, I'm sure you get angry emails. You got to see some of my emails. I have death threats. I've had death threats, and I've had cops call me up and say, we're following up on this. I didn't even realize it. But I would never play a death threat on the air trying to get sympathy. You know, you say things, you tick people off, and people get to extreme. But that's just the nature of this. But to go on Margaret Brennan Face the Nation and say, listen to one angry person who threatened me on voicemail. This guy survived three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. What are you worried about a voicemail for?
Right. You alluded to it earlier. What is your understanding of the latest effort at a Russia-Ukraine peace deal?
Well, it's a 28-point plan that's pretty much admitted that was written by Russia, and I think they're making it better. I was really encouraged. Marco Rubio, one of the most smartest people in Washington, most practical, too, I say. He said he had probably the most productive conversations with the Ukrainians and with our European counterparts that he's had since this whole war started and since he was on foreign relations in the Senate. And so he is really encouraged. My question is, how much does Russia need it? And that's going to be key. Does Russia need this deal? Are they hurting worse than we think? And I think we always miscalculate the Russians, even when they were the Soviets. We always don't quite understand how bad things are there. And that's why they pulled over Woodcock and said, look, here's my 28-page plan. And they looked at it, the 28-point plan, and they looked at it and said, okay, let's take a look at it. The president said, okay, I like it. Let's do it. Let's force him to do it. And then they go, no. It became so unpopular, the president realized, I can't go with this. But they're making it better. And this is what they need. This is what we all know. They're not getting the 20%, they're 18% of the country back. They're not getting Crimea back. That's just flat out it. But what they need is legitimate security guarantees. They got burned in 94. They got burned in 2014. There's got to be international forces or an immediate quick action team should the Russians do this. And then go into the nitty-gritty and then get that $100 billion. There's a lot of stuff in there that they like. There's $100 billion of Russian frozen funds that's going to go to Ukraine to help rebuild their country. And then Ukraine is already the second biggest army in Europe. They're also now the best and the most experienced. And they started at 200,000. Now they're at 800,000. They want to cap them at 600,000. Well, if you got 600,000, you got reserves, you got 800,000. And man, does anybody want to fight the Ukrainians again? Please. I mean, this is a fighting force that's going to be a great ally for us. And I think that the message now is NATO is bigger with two new with Finland and Sweden. And now everyone's going to be buying our weapons to fight their own battles in Europe and really be a big pushback on Russia. So I think there's a lot of good things that come out of this. The president should realize one thing, a bad deal. It's no longer Biden's war. If it's a bad deal and sets up another and Russia to fight another day, take the rest of Georgia, go for Moldova and go, rattle the cages of Lithuania and Estonia. If that happens, the president will look, that'll be on his baseball card. And I don't think he deserves that. And I just think if you just reason with him, with people in the area like Rubio has his ear and has his respect, I think the president's got to realize that, you know, even though he didn't start it, it's going to be his responsibility, just like the economy. It's his responsibility, even though Obama gave him a much better economy than Biden, and it's going to take longer to dig out. People don't want to hear it. They just said, hey, you got the job now. So I think that if the president can hear that, I think that he'll make sure we get a good deal or no deal.
Brian, real quick before we let you go, I've been watching the Ken Burns American Revolution documentary this week, and it makes me want to come around. America 250 is about 7 months away. I know you've been involved with some of the great American Revolution stories as part of the What Makes America Great series. How much have you enjoyed kind of recounting some of those stories into the George Washington, Delaware River, the Boston Massacre, things like that?
Well, thanks for that question. It's unbelievable. And I kind of laugh because I used to, you know, I did sports. I used to be like, oh, I can't, you know, it's at the Super Bowl. I mean, the World Series is no better place I'd like to be. Now when I go to the Battle of Gettysburg and when I'm at NORAD inside a mountain, you know, when I'm doing Washington's Crossing, I guess I'm growing up because that gives me chills to think that these people walk these very high places, you know, and to go to Fort Ticonderoga where Ethan Allen and Benedict Arnold took the fort from the British. And you relive those moments and you see the sketches and they're exactly like what I'm looking at. It just gets me really excited. And I have not started Ken Burns. I started maybe on the train the other day, about 20 minutes, but I'm going to just sit down and I'm going to go through it. Ken Burns is a genius and he tells a great story, but he tends to lean left. And that doesn't mean you forget about how horrible slavery is and that in many ways with our dealings with American Indians have been less than honorable. But you have to balance it out that there was also massacres going on with our settlers as we move west and families who have been killed in the most brutal fashion imaginable, Al-Qaeda style, by the American Indian. So I just worry about him going way left, but I enjoy the fact that he tackles his story. All I'm going to tell you, American people, listen, nobody has a past like us. Nobody can go back in our history and say, well, this reminds me of. No, this is a human all-star team. People that were told to get out of their country or chose to leave their country. All these cultures came together, and the way things broke our direction, we literally saved civilization. And you could say that's hyperbole, but if you look at this honestly, there's no other conclusion. Take a step back. You haven't looked at history since 11th grade. It's not your fault. But go ahead and evaluate where we are as a country so you can fully appreciate the 250th celebration.
And thank you for the work that you're doing, reemphasizing the importance of civic education in the schools because it's critically important. I've addressed that with my kids. It hasn't gone very well, but I'm making the effort. Real quick before I let you go, who do you have on the show today?
David Ignatius, who's probably as tapped in as anybody into foreign policy, who's given Trump a real chance. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will be with us, Alan West. And we're going to talk about Mondami, the economy, Dems and the treason tape we just mentioned, and making progress in Geneva. Although I could have had, instead of a big three, I could have had a big 10. There are so many great topics today.
All right. Great stuff. Great to talk to you. Appreciate the time and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, man. You too. Thank you.
Yep. That's Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, Fox Nation, and the Brian Kilmeade Show, which you can hear 9 to 12 today right here on News Radio WRVA.
News, traffic, weather, entertainment, and obviously, no term limits. The legendary WRVA, celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia.
Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Gary Hess in today and tomorrow for Rich Herrera. Rich is wrapping up that trip to Italy, and we'll be back, I believe, on Friday. With Richmond's Morning News, Black Friday edition. Meanwhile, coming up is the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to visit with Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic to talk Thanksgiving travel and all things you need to know if you're hitting the roads for Thanksgiving. That's coming up at 7:35. And coming up after the top of the hour break, we're scheduled to visit with Fox News correspondent Ryan Schmelz about the goings-on on Capitol Hill. What is up with all this rebuking of colleagues and spending all this time on the floor doing these formal rebukes? Is that taking away from the work that needs to be done? Questions that need to be asked. We'll get into that right after the 7 o'clock hour. The 8 o'clock hour includes Drew Hurt, the director of operations of NOVA, about the expansion at Regency, and Lane Casadante from CBS 6, previewing the Virginia-Virginia Tech game, and much, much more. 1 hour in the books. Richmond's Morning News. It's Monday, November 24th. We're back in just a couple minutes. You are listening to News Radio WRVA. Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Today is Monday, November the 24th. It is Thanksgiving week, And I encourage you to focus on the things you have to be thankful for. Obviously going to be lots of family, food, football, all the things that come with Thanksgiving. But dwelling on the things that we have to be grateful for, a huge part of what we do on this Thanksgiving week. And, of course, there's also going to be a lot of folks hitting the airports, hitting the highways. And we're going to talk to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic about just how busy things are expected to be. Talk about gas prices. Talk a little bit about when the busiest times on the highways will be and when the highest volume is expected. That comes up at 7:35 this morning. 8 o'clock hour today. Going to talk to Drew Hurt, the director of operations from Nova. Nova has expanded to Regency, to the old Regency Square site, and phase two of that project is complete. A lot of families in the RVA have had kids swim at Nova, and we're going to hear about what the exciting things going on over with the Regency expansion for Nova. We got Michael Greer from Greer Financial and Lane Casadante from CBS6. Lots of things to talk to him about, including the upcoming Virginia Tech game. Lots of stuff in the news. Negotiations are ongoing in the Russia-Ukraine war, and we are efforting to see what's going to happen with that as time goes by. But Russia and Ukraine have been at it for several years now, and there's progress on a peace plan. President Trump putting his name on his peace plan. Russia kind of put it together, and now they're tweaking it to make it palatable for Ukraine. Can the sides get together on the job? Is Senator Marco Rubio to see if he can get that done. And there is progress to report, but still kind of waiting to see what all is going to happen with that. And, of course, wrangling on Capitol Hill about with the video about the military and disagreements with President Trump. President Trump is a lightning rod. And, people are going to just, be negative toward him regardless of what happens. I think that is well documented over 4 years in the White House and now coming up on a year into his second term after 4 years out. So that just is what it is. How will that change when we move forward in 2028? Win, lose, or draw is anybody's guess. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene, after, kind of being a contrarian voice on the Republican side, has announced she is resigning her seat in Congress on January 5th. And President Trump has had some pretty rough things to say about her, as she has disagreed with him publicly on some issues. But over the weekend said he hopes she returns to politics someday. But he did mention it's not going to be easy for her as well. She was one of the vocal proponents of the release of the Epstein files, which is now going to happen. And we'll just have to wait and see. One other thing that is worth noting is the what has gone on Capitol Hill in terms of Congress going after each other. They come back from this recess after the end of the government shutdown, and basically amid promises that they were going to get right to work. Well, what they got to work on was sniping at each other, attacking colleagues, voting to rebuke other members, eating up hours of time, which is the opposite of getting things done. And so it crossed party lines. Democrats targeting Democrats, Republicans targeting Republicans in some cases. It has not been pretty. And it's amazing they found time to pass the end of the government shutdown and to pass the bill to release the Epstein files. And so they have gotten a couple things done, but this has really taken away from that. And Don Beyer from Virginia was one of the people involved, introduced legislation Thursday to change House rules to make it harder for a member to target colleagues. Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, so this was a bipartisan piece of legislation. They warned that the chamber is at risk of devolving into an irreparable cycle of caustic personal brawling, almost reminiscent of the, you know, the British Parliament, where they yell at each other all the time and, you know, becoming very similar in that vein. So it is kind of ugly that has just gone on and on and on. We were scheduled to be joined right now by Ryan Schmelz from Fox News. We've had a hard time getting contact with him, so we're talking a little bit about what's going on Capitol Hill. But a couple other things I wanted to mention very briefly, and that is in the city of Richmond, and we'll get into this more tomorrow with Michael Phillips from the Richmonder, but Mayor Avula has announced progress in closing outstanding audit findings across multiple departments. You know, one of the things that Mayor Avula pointed to when he came into office, which is coming up on a year ago, was a commitment to building a city hall that thrives and has accountability and transparency. And they have been working toward that. And the audit report shows that Richmond has made major progress in strengthening several of those departments, with more work still to do. And we'll see what comes of that. Now, there are still issues. Don't think for one minute there are not still issues, because there are. 5 months after city auditors found that the Richmond retirement system paid more than $550,000 to deceased retirees, a new audit released Friday shows multiple high-priority recommendations remain open, and some of the issues are still unresolved. Some retirees who have passed away are still receiving payments. I don't think that's how it's supposed to go. So, ongoing failures being flagged by those city auditors. And so while the improvements have been made, there is still work to do. When it comes to this department, the Richmond Retirement System, there are still issues that remain unresolved. Despite the recommendations on how they can improve from the audit, some of those things have not been put in place yet. So the Avula administration has seen some progress, but a long way to go. And of course, as you know, Richmond is a city that, from a government standpoint, city council, the school board, the mayor's office, it has been run in a questionable manner for years and years. And so Rome wasn't built in a day. It wasn't cleaned up in a day. And the effort is ongoing to fix that problem. So that is what is going on there. Okay, so also want to mention that these are exciting times for football fans. High school football playoffs, the regional semis. So we're two rounds into the public school playoffs. We have seven local teams that are still alive. In Class 6, Thomas Dale. In Class 5, Hermitage and Highland Springs. In Class 4, Huguenot and Verina. In Class 3, Petersburg, and in Class 2, Armstrong. Armstrong is 12-0 on the season, putting together a historic season for City of Richmond.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's with football, two city schools, Huguenot and Armstrong still alive. And a couple of those are playing each other. Hermitage Highland Springs play each other for a regional championship. Huguenot and Verona play each other for a regional championship. So we are guaranteed at least two teams winning regional titles and moving on to the state semifinals. A very exciting time for fans of high school football. And then in college football, the clash, the rivalry renewal between Richmond and William & Mary was this past week, one of the old, longstanding rivalries in college football that we know about here. Richmond got that win down in Williamsburg, and then the battle for the Commonwealth Cup is this coming Saturday night. What an interesting sight Saturday, seeing James Franklin at the Virginia Tech game, walking around kissing babies, waving to folks, just being in the middle of everything. So James Franklin off and running while Philip Montgomery is still coaching the team on an interim basis. It's an interesting dynamic. But Virginia Tech at UVA, the Hoos are 9-2, need a win to make the ACC championship game. So a lot on the line for a UVA team that's had a great season. But look at the history. Virginia has beaten Virginia Tech once in 20 years. So the Hokies dominate this series, and can they prevent the Hoos from playing in the ACC championship game? That's what we'll find out on Saturday night in Charlottesville. Of course, three NFL games on Thanksgiving Day, one on Black Friday. So football is a huge part of the Thanksgiving weekend and Thanksgiving week off and running. We'll step aside, take a quick break. You are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Ah, James Brown. Gary Hess here for Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. It is 7:25, and coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we'll visit with Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic and hear all about the pitfalls and what to expect if you are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Big news to know there. Once again, in case you missed it, late Friday, the UVA shooter Chris Jones sentenced to five life sentences for the murder of three UVA football players, wounding two others. He had pled guilty, also faces a total of 23 years for felony gun charges. Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis, Deshaun Perry killed in the incident on a bus as it returned to UVA after a class field trip. That was November of 2022. It was an emotional week of sentencing hearing testimony from family members, from survivors of the shooting, and then also investigators and others who were involved in Chris Jones's life as he was growing up. Ultimately, the judge sided with the prosecution in her sentencing. She acknowledged Jones was mentally ill, but said that did not excuse what he did. He will be eligible for what they call geriatric parole. So that is what is in store for Chris Jones as he heads to spend at least most of the rest of his life in prison. Okay, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from NOVA Director of Operations Drew Hurt about the new facility at Regency that has recently been completed, Phase 2. Michael Greer, Greer Financial, and CBS 6 Sports Director Lane Casinante as we talk about a big sports week coming up here in the Richmond area, statewide, and across the country. And after this break, Morgan Dean, AAA Mid-Atlantic, Thanksgiving travel. All that for you as you are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA. It is 7:33 News. It is 7:33 News Radio WRVA. I'm Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera on this Monday, November 24th. It is the beginning of Thanksgiving week, and we are ready to go. You know what? There are a lot of people that are getting ready to go. So that's why we wanted to turn to our friend Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic to find out just what it's going to be like on the highways and in the airports coming up for this Thanksgiving holiday. Morgan, welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice, my friend. So just how extensive are the numbers going to be traveling for this Thanksgiving holiday?
So nationwide, we're looking at about 82 million people traveling all across the United States. Of that, about 73 million will be on the roadways, another 6 million flying. When we start to look at Virginia, talking about just over 2 million total travel here for the Thanksgiving holiday, about 1.9 million of those folks jumping in the car, another 133,000 taken to the airports and then taken to the sky. So going to be a pretty busy next couple of days here in a row starting tomorrow. That's when our official forecast starts, is it starts tomorrow and runs through the following Monday.
How do those numbers compare with past years?
So overall nationwide, it's about 2% higher than what we saw last year. Here in Virginia, up about 1.1% compared to last year. And, you know, the big thing is to kind of benchmark it back to 2019, pre-pandemic days. And in a lot of cases, we're above that. I think that's what we watched over the past few years is when would we be back to that 2019 benchmark? In a lot of categories, we hit that 2023, 2024. And since then, it's been above that. So it's going to be busy out there no matter what you're doing. So we just remind travelers to take that deep breath and hold on to that frustration and try and get through it.
That's all you can do. But the other one thing you can do is kind of avoid peak times. When are a couple of times people, if possible, should try to avoid going and then coming when hitting the highways?
So for hitting the roadways, tomorrow and Wednesday are going to be very, very busy days on the way out. A lot of people trying to get out of town and get to their destinations ahead of Thanksgiving. If you can leave in that morning time period, that should help you avoid some of the backups that really build in that late afternoon into the evening commute time period where you have holiday travelers on the road fighting for space with evening commuters. On the other end of that, Sunday's going to be a busy day coming back in. Leaving in the morning and doing that day as well can make a big difference on you getting back home without hitting a lot of those backups. For those who are flying, the busiest travel day is expected to be Sunday. People stagger when they fly out, but all tend to fly back on Sunday. So Sunday's expected to be one of the busiest days at airports of the year. TSA even warning it expects to process a screen more than 3 million people on Sunday. So it's going to be busy out there. Doesn't really seem to matter when you travel. It's going to be busy.
We're talking to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic. And obviously, one thing people who are hitting the highways can be concerned with is the price of gasoline. That appears to have been somewhat stable of late.
Stable is a great word, Gary. In fact, I couldn't have said it better myself. We are $2.91 in Virginia for the gas average today. Exact same price that we were paying a week ago. It is up 4 cents in the past month, but down about a nickel compared to last year. So really not far off on what we were paying a year ago. Not that I think anybody keeps any kind of a hash mark or a tracker in their car on that, but I think knowing that you're paying roughly the same or slightly less is probably a good thing for drivers. Puts a few coins back in the pocket.
Obviously, paying the same or less is better than paying more. It's definitely better.
For sure. That's right. For sure. And, you know, shop around. There are 25 states right now with gas prices under $3 per gallon. So if you're driving through a state where it's even cheaper, plan some of those gas stops out where you can save a couple of pennies along the route.
Morgan, temperatures are starting to get cooler. Talk about what people need to do to make sure their cars are ready, and then if something happens, what they have in their car to deal with what might happen.
For sure. I just heard your weather forecast a moment ago talking about snow in some areas. We are to that point for the year. Just going over your vehicle real quick, making sure your tires are pumped up to the right pressure and that your tread looks good. If your tires look like a basketball, that is not a good situation to be in. They are not going to stop you on the roadway. Make sure you've got good tread there. Also, have you had any issues with your battery? Has it been slow to start in the cool weather? When you get to the cold weather, it's probably going to give out on you, so get that checked out as well. Walk all the way around the car with the lights on. You want good visibility on the front side so you can see, and you want to be visible to drivers behind you on the back side, so make sure all those bulbs are in good shape. And then check the windshield wipers. You want good windshield wipers. We take them for granted until we kick them on in a storm, and sometimes that's when they're not clearing that windshield. Big, big thing when you're traveling on the roadway and looking at inclement weather. And also, we need to have that emergency kit in our cars now. Let's think back a couple of years ago to all those folks that were stuck overnight in their vehicles, frozen in the roadway there between Caroline County and all the way up to Northern Virginia. What would you want to have in your car? Jumper cables, kitty litter, traction mats, an ice scraper, a snow brush, all important things to help you get your car out if it is stuck. You also want to have a first aid kit, but you also want to have some things for yourself as well. A blanket, an extra jacket, a hat, gloves, snacks, and water in case you are in that vehicle for an extended period of time. You prepare for the worst, but you hope for the best as you're hitting the road, Gary.
You mentioned that the measuring period starts tomorrow. Is between tomorrow and Wednesday, which day do you expect to be busier, more having more activity?
I think Wednesday will probably be a little bit busier than Tuesday. That's why leaving during those non-peak hours can be so important on avoiding some of those backups on the roadway. We talked about leaving in the morning. It's a good time period. If you don't mind driving in the dark, leaving some of those non-peak hours late night into overnight can be good too. But if you're not a fan of driving in the dark, that's probably not a good place to be. Another thing to think about, we are at the peak of deer mating season right now, and a lot of that happens into the evening and into that darkness time period. So there are some dangers out there to be aware of. Use those high beams when you can. They tend to reflect off those eyeballs, and you can see the deer from a distance and hopefully avoid an impact with one.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a great reminder, being on the lookout for deer. But just talk about kind of being the awareness level of all the other drivers around you and maintain the following distance and the space around your car. While the traffic is heavy, it may be hard to do, but just talk about the importance of that.
You were right on there. Think about that before you even back out of the parking space or leave the garage. Take that deep breath and say, I want to get safely to where I'm going. I want to get everybody in the car safely to where we're going, and I want everybody else on the roadway to get there as well. Increase that following distance to the vehicle in front of you, especially with some of that stop and go traffic. Following that speed limit is very, very important. Staying off to that right-hand lane and jumping into the left lane when you need to pass somebody, but then getting back to the right helps block some of those log jams from building up out there. And then focusing on being courteous, using your turn signal, not darting over in front of other drivers. We don't want to have one of these aggressive driving incidents turn into a road rage incident on the roadway that puts you and everybody around you at risk. So taking that deep breath, and just saying, I know there could be some backups, but I want to get there safely.
Is there a place where centralized place where folks can pick up if they need to review all this information online or social media that they can check out?
We have a lot of this information at our website. Very easy one to remember, AAA.com.
There you go. Well, Morgan, appreciate your time as always. Be safe throughout your holidays, and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Gary, thank you for the time. You as well, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic. So back to pre-pandemic numbers, as about 2 million Virginians are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. I know some folks that are hitting the road on Wednesday, leaving before daylight to try to get ahead of some things. And I think they're coming home Saturday instead of Sunday to try to beat that heavy traffic. And you heard Morgan mention gas prices are stable. 291 in Virginia, but here in Richmond, the average is actually a little higher, 296. But that is still relatively stable, just 3 cents more than a week ago, but down a couple of cents from yesterday. So that upper 290s into the 280s, right around the $3 mark. Gas prices have kind of been hovering around there for quite a while now. And they had, you know, a couple of little spikes and a little dips, but that has kind of right been the sweet spot here of late for gas prices in the RVA. Bottom line, if you have to, if you're traveling for Thanksgiving, be patient, take your time, be aware of everyone else around you, be courteous, and everybody will get safely to where they need to go, and we can all enjoy our Thanksgivings together. Okay, that is good advice. Thank you to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic. I'm Gary Hess. We'll step aside for a break. You are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WR. 7:55 News Radio WRVA, Richmond's Morning News. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Hope your Thanksgiving week is off to a good start. For schools, it's a two-day week. Some people are off all week. Some people working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You just never know. Plenty of work being done here around the Casa de Hess as we get ready to host on Thursday. 17 people, I think. And I'm doing all I can to help, considering I'm gimping around here and, you know, still in recovery from that surgery. Excited that I'm seeing some progress after getting physical therapy rolling a couple of weeks ago. Okay, 8 o'clock hour still ahead on today's program. And don't forget, 9 to 12 today is Brian Kilmeade, then Dana Lash, and, of course, Jeff Katz, 3 to 6. Drew Hurt, Director of Operations at NOVA, up next. New facility at Regency, two phases, second phase recently completed. We're going to have him on a little after the 8 o'clock top of the hour break to hear all about that. Michael Greer coming up as well in the 8 o'clock hour. And at 8:35, Lane Casadante from CBS 6 as we preview the Virginia-Virginia Tech game this week and much, much more. Very excited about things in store. Tomorrow's program will include Michael Phillips from the Richmonder talking about some of the key things going on around town. We're also going to have on Bob Holsworth to kind of do a post-mortem on the election and a quick look at how things are going so far in transition. All that and more, you're listening to News Radio WRVA. Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM, and the Odyssey app. Hope you're doing well on this Monday morning. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. I'm in tomorrow morning as well. And Thanksgiving week is upon us, so happy Thanksgiving week to all of you as we are embarking upon this very exciting time of year, Thanksgiving, and then into the Christmas season. Of course, if you go to stores, you think the Christmas season is underway already. A lot of people in the Richmond area have had kids or have swam themselves or have had kids swim at Nova Aquatics, a well-known name all around town. There's been an expansion project going on, and the latest phase has been completed. And to dig into that a little bit, we welcome to the program the Director of Operations for NOVA, Drew Hurth. Drew, thanks for being with us today. How are you today?
I'm fine, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice. For those who don't know, tell us about what NOVA is and what it does.
Sure. So we are a USA Swimming Club team located in the West End. We are a nonprofit organization. We've been in existence for almost 40 years now. We got our start as a very small club team, which is 18 and under swimming. And that was our start, a USA Swimming Club team. And fast forward 40 years, we've become, as you mentioned, a pretty well-known institution in the world of youth sports in Richmond. We're one of the largest and most successful club teams in the country. And as you mentioned, we've expanded our facility at Regency. And over the last 5 years, we've, you know, been at Regency, and which has really allowed us to expand what we can offer in the community exponentially in terms of aquatic programming and safety. So that's a quick update as to what NOVA is and what we are about.
Drew, kind of detail for us the latest phase of this expansion project at Regency that was completed not long ago.
Sure thing. So we started at our Regency home about 6 years ago, and we took over, for those of your listeners that remember the Regency Mall in its heyday, we took over the Macy's on the south side or the back side of the mall. And our first phase was to finish off the first floor of the of that old Macy's department store. We added a 50-meter pool, which we can configure into 25 yards as well. And we have two other small teaching pools. Lots of space on the first floor when we opened up. Now we're in year five, as I mentioned. And what we've done in the last really year and a half is to finish the vision for that entire site. So when we opened up the first floor, we had the perimeter of some of the remaining second floor that we closed off, and at the time we couldn't make that part of the construction happen. And we've been able to finish off the second floor. And what that has meant for us is really check the box of spectator seating. And we're now able to host larger events than we were able to host before. And when I say events, I mean swim meets, competitions, which checks a sports tourism box that is so important to Henrico County right now, and we're a part of that.
Obviously, the expansion was needed as growth happened. Just talk about what that new facility at Regency has kind of meant to the organization in terms of its evolution.
Sure thing. So, as I mentioned before, you know, we are a club swim team. We have over 800 swimmers on our team itself. But, you know, our reach in the community has been able to expand and grow exponentially because of that Regency site. You know, Henrico County, all roughly 4,500 second graders in the school system have some sort of learn to swim swim lessons happening across Henrico. At NOVA, we take care of about 1,500 of those 4,500 second graders. We have been able to really kickstart high school swimming with the expansion of NOVA at Regency in this facility. Six of the nine high schools practice at NOVA facilities, and all nine high schools will have competitions, many competitions at our Regency site. And, you know, the expansion itself, which is why we're talking today, is, as I said, really is allowing us to expand the types and the really up the level of meets that we're able to host at home, which keeps our families in their own houses and our swimmers in their own beds, which is great for them. Less travel for our folks, and bringing folks into Henrico County, into the Richmond area to, you know, support their kids and attend competitions.
Obviously, sports tourism is a huge priority in Henrico County. Let's talk about being a part of that and the support you've gotten from the county folks.
Sure thing. So, as you know, Henrico has two malls that they've really targeted for redevelopment, and one is Regency, and the second, the old Virginia Center Commons. So, you know, in the last, you know, 5 years, you know, the opening of the Indoor Sports and Event Center really signalized, you know, a focus that the county leadership has had on, you know, making sure that Henrico is competitive in the world of sports tourism. And, you know, what we've been able to do at NOVA is, you know, we have the 30 years, 40 years of knowledge and expertise running aquatic centers, running pools. We have our original pools on Gayton Road a little bit further in the west end that are still open. And, you know, the county realized that there's a partnership, and, you know, we can check that swimming and aquatics sports tourism box with that county support. And they're not necessarily opening their own aquatic center of their own. So being able to, you know, be a partner with the county and bring in the out-of-town athletes and families to attend swim meets at Regency is really what this second floor has been all about. We have seating or capacity on the second floor for 1,000. That goes in tandem with the capacity on our first floor, which is also at 1,000. So we have over 2,000 folks that we can have in the building for any one given meet. And that's a huge number and really allows us to go after some big regional and national level meets that are going to bring people to Henrico. Heads and beds is what it's all about.
Have you had success in the effort to try to draw some of those meets, or is that kind of an in-progress thing?
For sure. We have had success. Last year when we were only on the first floor at Regency, we had 28 competitions scheduled throughout the calendar year. We are going to increase that number by 6 total events this year. We've been awarded a meet this summer and of 2026 and 2027 at the end of July, where we'll have over 900 athletes from all up and down the East Coast and their families for a good 5 days. That's a direct result of getting the second floor finished.
We're talking to Drew Hurt, the Director of Operations for Nova Aquatics. With the evolution of what has happened at Regency, how has that changed the way you guys use and view the original property in the Far West End?
Sure thing. So, as I said before, one of the things that we've been able to do is really expand what we can offer to the community outside of the Nova-based programming that was really, we didn't have the capacity at our Gaten location to really, check that box. Moving to Regency has allowed, we have tons of tangible benefits, that our families have realized. Better practice times, kids getting done with practice earlier in the day, less crowded lanes for our athletes. And we've been able to really expand some of our swim lessons programming at our Gaten location. It's really allowed us, tons more flexibility to really increase, what the Nova organization can offer to our members and the overall community at large.
If folks want to know more information or how to get maybe sign up their kids or get them involved, how is the best way to go about that?
Sure thing. So it's real easy. www.novaswim.org is our main website where, you can find out all the information about our Learn to Swim lessons program, our competitive team, our facilities, and everything else that we can offer in the world of aquatics.
And to say a competitive team, if people don't know, Nova has had swimmers that have gone on, obviously a bunch that have gone on to college excellence and some who have swam in the Olympics.
Yes, sir. We've have, as I said, 38 years of success and really, helping shape, the lives of young people in the West End of Richmond and throughout the Richmond area. And that's led up to the highest levels of success in the sport, which is really amazing. We've had two Olympians, two Olympic medalists come from our program, Townley Haas and Charlie Swanson. And then we have countless athletes every year that are going on to continue their swimming journey, and whether it's, college, varsity swimming, club swimming, it's really, a pipeline that is done. We've just touched a lot of lives over the years in the West End and throughout Richmond.
Well, thanks for the insight. Congratulations on the completion of Phase 2 over at Regency, and keep up the great work. Happy Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it, Gary. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening at home.
Appreciate it. That's Drew Hurt, the Director of Operations at Nova, and you are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 825 News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 8:35, we're going to talk to Lane Casadante from CBS6, maybe a minute or two before that, after the bottom of the hour break. Talk about the UVA-Virginia Tech game coming up this Saturday, the battle for the Commonwealth Cup. Interesting things going on this year with UVA needing a win to qualify for the ACC Championship game. UVA-Virginia Tech, meanwhile, comes in 3-8. James Franklin is now in place as the new coach. And so, interesting battle lines where UVA playing at home, much better record, would be considered the clear favorite. The problem is the Hoos have beaten the Hokies one time in 20 years, and so it becomes a believe-it-when-you-see-it kind of thing. So, we'll talk to Lane about that and much other sports-related topics on this Monday morning of Thanksgiving week. Here on News Radio WRVA. Hosting tomorrow as well, and going to be having Michael Phillips on from the Richmonder to talk about some local issues. And we're also going to spend some time with Bob Holdsworth, Dr. Bob Holdsworth, to get some breakdown of the election results now that we're almost a month away, and to peek in on how transition is going with Abigail Spanberger set to take over as governor in just a little more than a month. We'll step aside, quick break. News Radio WRVA. 8:33, Rich's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Now, for those of you that know me, you know my background is in sports. I can talk news and current events with the best of them. But if I can ever slip away and talk sports, I'm going to jump at the chance. So we bring in my friend, CBS 6 Sports Director, longtime CBS 6 Sports Director, Lane Casadante. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How's everybody?
I think we're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving week and all of that, and that means football. And let's start with that. UVA, Virginia Tech, you know, the ongoing storyline here is how Tech dominates this series. And so when you look at it in this year's terms alone, UVA 9-2, need a win to get to the conference championship game. Virginia Tech struggling this year and has its new man in James Franklin playing in Charlottesville. The dynamics are unusual when you consider that UVA's only won this game once in 20 years.
And that, just by law of averages, is just unreal to think about, right? Because you would have to believe that somewhere along the line they would get one or two there, but it just hasn't happened. And the prevailing wisdom about this year, given the entire scenario that you just laid out, is if UVA doesn't get them this year, they may never get them. And with everything that's on the line for them, everything that you just mentioned, there should be no way that they are not ready to play this game. They're coming off a bye week as well. They did not play this past Saturday. So, it's all laid out for them. You can't ask for anything more when you're in a situation like that than to have everything right in front of you. You control your destiny, as the saying goes, and then they absolutely do that.
It has been a great season for UVA. There's no other way to put it. 9-2. But you have to wonder, for those that have been around the program for a while, they have to wonder if there's some kind of weird juju surrounding this.
Well, in terms of what? How do you mean?
I just mean in terms of being unable to get wins over the Hokies, even on years where they seem like they're in position to do so.
Well, and I can't remember. You may remember who said this, but the other team has scholarship players too. And coaches have used that for years. But, you know, it's there's always been something for Virginia Tech. And again, you know, UVA is having, you know, the kind of season that they haven't had in a while. So there's that. Virginia Tech has always, you know, when Virginia Tech has needed it, they've always found a way to get it. Virginia Tech for a long time just had better teams under Frank Beamer and a lot of the players that went on to play on Sundays up there. So, but yeah, you would think that somewhere along the line that they'd get more than just one in the last 20 years. That's, you know, a rivalry usually depends on both teams putting something into it. And for a long time, this has been just gone one way.
Late, talk to me about your take on the excitement surrounding the hire of James Franklin in Blacksburg.
Well, a lot of people, when he became available, he was the first name that a lot of people went to. A lot of the fans were hoping it would go this way. And Whit Babcock admitted on Wednesday when Franklin was introduced that when Franklin became available, that was the first name that went to the committee. And that became the only name in which the committee was interested. And they did everything they could. They focused all of their efforts on bringing him to Blacksburg. He's a fantastic recruiter, including here in Virginia. He's gotten a number of kids from the Commonwealth to come up to Penn State, and he did very well up there. He just couldn't manage to win the big games that they needed to win. Two things I want to remind everybody about James Franklin. Last year, he had Penn State playing in the national semifinals, one game away from playing for a national title. That's pretty good. And 9 weeks ago, he was coaching the number two ranked team in the country. That's how quickly things change now in the era of the NIL and the transfer portal. And there is so much money in this game right now. It always comes back to money, right? There's so much money riding on all of this right now that you can't really afford to have the kind of losses that he had. Will Penn State regret letting him go? That remains to be seen. Will Virginia Tech be happy that they got him? I think they already are. He got through the initial part. He won the press conference. Now the job is to get players in there, to get a staff in there, and now he's got to get on the field and see how he can turn this program around. Starting next year, the honeymoon period for these guys is much, much shorter than it used to be. I know you know this, and you probably brought it up. In Frank Beamer's sixth season in Blacksburg, the Hokies went 2-9-1. If that happens in this day and age, Frank Beamer doesn't get a seventh season, and we never see how he transforms the entire program. It's all different now.
You know, the basketball version of that is when the Duke fans wanted to fire Mike Krzyzewski, and Tom Butter said no, and we all know how that worked out for the Blue Devils. So you're absolutely right, though. Neither one of those things would have happened in this day and age. Speaking of things happening, let's shift gears and take a look at the purple and gold up in Harrisonburg, where Bob Chesney has the Dukes at 10-1 and eyeing the already in the Sun Belt Championship game and eyeing a potential bid to the college football playoff.
And Bob Chesney is just, if you ever get a chance to meet him, obviously my son is a senior up there, and I've been up there a few times for games the last two seasons. Bob Chesney is just an incredibly impressive person. He's very high energy. He is unfailingly positive, and he's the kind of guy that you just want to play for. And he managed to keep a fair amount. And now last year's team wasn't bad up there. They did pretty well. He took over, obviously, for Kurt. Oh, my God. Why can't I remember the name of the Indiana head coach? Signetti. Thank you. Took over for Kurt Signetti. And a lot of people were wondering, well, Signetti wins. Google him. And, you know, what's this new guy going to do when he comes in? And all he did was keep the standard where it is. He's maybe even raised it a little bit. He managed to keep a few players around after Signetti left. He managed to get a few others in there. There are, you know, two of his biggest contributors this year are Nick DeGennaro and Landon Ellis, who came from the Spiders last year and were very productive for the Spiders, and now they're doing the same thing up in Harrisonburg. He's managing to get kids to come to Harrisonburg, one of the smallest towns in the country that still supports you know, Division I college football. And he's done, he has sustained the program, taking it a little bit further. Their problem this year is their strength of schedule. The Sun Belt, you know, outside of James Madison and maybe one other team, hasn't been great this year. Their strength of schedule is what's keeping them from really grabbing on to that group of five spot in the college football playoff. But all they can do is keep winning. They win the Sun Belt title, and they can put their resume out there and say, this is what we've done, and we can and will play with anybody. You remember, they played at Louisville earlier this year, and I believe they were leading that game at the half. So, you know, the teams that they had, the one loss that they had, they were in that game for a very long time against an ACC opponent.
We're talking to Lane Castadante, sports director, CBS 6. And, of course, we're talking about Virginia and Virginia Tech, JMU, and those are the schools that some of the schools that nominate players for the Dudley Award. For the uninitiated, tell folks what the Dudley Award is and where they can see who's going to win it this year.
The Dudley Award is basically Virginia's version of the Heisman Trophy. It's given to the best college football player in Division I across the state. One or one double A, as people like you and I still call it at times. Yes, in the FBS or the FCS program. So that's your Richmonds, your William & Marys, your Norfolk States, your Hamptons, your Virginia, Virginia Tech, Liberty, JMU. The best player from those divisions is awarded the Bill Dudley Award. It's been handed out since 1990. And since 2004, we have also handed out the Willie Lanier Award, which goes to the best player from schools in Division II, III, or the NAIA level, which is your Randolph Macon's, your Hamden Sydney's, your Virginia Union, Virginia State, schools like that. The two awards are voted on by a panel of 15 sportscasters and sports writers from across the state, and we will be announcing the winners of this year's awards on Thursday, December 11th on CBS 6 at 7:45 that evening.
And I'm very excited, as you mentioned, your son being a student at JMU. My son's a student at Christopher Newport, and the captains, who are undefeated, and have a home playoff game this coming Saturday, have a very compelling candidate to win the Lanier Award this year. So I'm very excited to see how he does. Anyway, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the football this week, and I'm sure we'll see you along the trail as we always do.
We will be out there. Thanks for having me, Gary. Have a great holiday, everyone.
Yep, thank you. That's Lane Castadante. Great guy, does a great job, along with Sean, over at CBS 6, the gold standard of covering sports on TV in the Richmond Metro. Okay, we'll step aside, quick break. We're closing in on Brian Kilmeade coming up at the top of the hour, News Radio WRVA. Gary Hess here to wrap things up on this Monday of Richmond's Morning News, in for Rich Herrera. Thanks to Jeremy for taking good care of me today and doing the great job that he always does, producer extraordinaire. Don't forget, coming up later today, Brian Kilmeade, 9 to 12. Dana Lash, Jeff Katz, the great lineup we have here on a daily basis here on Richmond's News Radio WRVA, the voice of Virginia, celebrating 100 years of serving the 804. Don't forget, travel really kicks in tomorrow for Thanksgiving. A lot of folks are going to be hitting the highways even more on Wednesday. Airports are going to be busy. Be patient. Be prepared to be safe to get so everybody gets where they want to go. Obviously, Thanksgiving is Thursday. The weather's going to cooperate Thursday, although we may see some rain Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday morning, if you're doing any outdoor prep. We got to get our smoker ready for the turkey, so we got to be mindful of the weather forecast over the next couple of days. I'm in tomorrow morning as well. We're going to talk to Michael Phillips from the Richmonder about some big-time local stories as City of Richmond continues to try to get things right as Danny Avila approaches 1 year of his administration. We're also going to talk to Dr. Bob Holsworth as we try to unpack the actual election results and look ahead to transition and how things are going to dramatically change when the General Assembly session begins and when Abigail Spanberger takes over in the governor's mansion from the current governor, Glenn Youngkin. So that and much, much more tomorrow on Richmond's Morning News. We'll also be getting you ready for a huge week of football, UVA, Virginia Tech, also the NFL games coming up on Thanksgiving Day, including a huge one between the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? That's going to be something else. A couple other things to watch for today. The wrangling on Capitol Hill will continue. The work led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio continues to kind of work with Ukraine on making some tweaks to the peace deal plan that was put together by the Trump administration and Russia to come up with a compromise that Russia and Ukraine can agree to and can put an end to this war that has been going on for way too long. So keep an eye on that as well. And we're excited to bring you Richmond's Morning News again tomorrow. Once again, have a great Monday. Enjoy your Thanksgiving week, two-day week for those of you who are involved with the schools. And remember, we always close out the show with a tribute to America. The National Anthem, brought to you by Freedom Service and Training, the biggest little gun shop in town at the corner of Creighton and Cold Harbor Roads in Mechanicsville. I'm Gary Hess. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. So long for Richmond's Morning News.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.